Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilators for rheumatoid report on Jeanne, J-E-A-N-N-E, Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. This goes to Dr. Lucas. On 4/19/22, Mrs. Terrell performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/15/21, there is no significant change, period, in paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Janice Lambert. Now this goes to Dr. Curry Partis. On 4/19/22, Mrs. Lambert performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 347 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 98%, period. The paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Jacqueline DeMelio, D apostrophe capital E-M-I-L-I-O. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 4/19/22, Mrs. DeMelio performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was improved effort after bronchodilators normalizing both lung volume and flow rates, period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Marion Little. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 4/19/22, Mrs. Little performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction without improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/14/21, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Bellflower. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 4/19/22, Mr. Bellflower performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 10/13/21, there's been no significant change, period, a paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Tamala Broom, B-R-O-O-M. This goes to Jennifer Culley, C-U-L-L-Y. On 4/19/22, Mrs. Broom performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. After walking 314 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 98%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 4/19/22, Mr. Stern performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/6/21, there's been slight improvement, period, of paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component showing slight improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Cynthia Eckert. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4/19/22, Mrs. Eckert performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study data, 10/13/21, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Period. Thank you.